Thank you and good morning. St. Joseph's Hospital announced it has finalized the merger with Providence Health to create Providence St. Joseph's Health, a nonprofit organization that provides health care and social services across seven states. The Sisters of St. Joseph of Orange and the Sisters of Providence have also created through the merger the Institute for Mental Health, and a $100 million investment will be used to get the institute up and running. The good news from St. Joe's yesterday was tempered by a strike vote by the Nurses Union that represents nurses throughout the healthcare system. The strike votes will be held at hospitals in Napa and Apple Valley today and tomorrow after nurses at St. Joe's voted yesterday. The union that represents the nurses said in a press release that the hospital suffers from chronic understaffing in Eureka that makes the hospital unsafe for patients and nurses, and that the strike vote is to let the new owners and management know that things need to change. The Board of Supervisors has proposed raising the fees for county parks to raise revenue for much-needed maintenance and repair issues. The county operates 15 park units and the Hammond Trail, and the board has already approved a short-term measure to address county park budget shortfalls by allocating money from the Deferred Maintenance Trust. Those monies have been used for the construction of a new well at Big Lagoon and urgent repairs at the park's maintenance shop, and the county is now mulling a measure that would raise current camping and day use fees at county parks, as well as for season passes. A final decision on raising any park fees is expected by the end of August. California voters will have 17 ballot initiatives to consider when they enter the voting booth in November. The Secretary of State's office has approved and numbered the initiatives, which cover a wide range of issues. Prop 51 is a school bond measure, while Prop 54 would impose new regulations on the state legislature regarding the publication and passing of bills. Prop 56 would impose increased taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products, including e-cigarettes and vaping. Other propositions include Prop 60, which would require condom use for the porn industry, Prop 61 that addresses prescription drug pricing, and Prop 62 that would abolish the death penalty and replace it with life in prison without parole. There are propositions that address firearm and ammunition regulations, while Prop 67 looks to overturn the law that bans the use of plastic bags in large retail outlets. One other proposition will garner a lot of attention locally and statewide. Proposition 64 would make the personal possession and use of marijuana legal in California. Jordan Christmas has news from Southern Oregon.
To the north in Curry County, Oregon, the Coast Guard continues the search for signs of wreckage from a small plane that went down into the Pacific Ocean on Monday night. John Belknap, as well as a 17-year-old son and another young male passenger, left the Brookings Airport Monday night and did not reach their destination in Grants Pass. Personnel began the search early Tuesday morning at the beach at Lone Ranch State Park, and two passerbys found a backpack as well as other items belonging to the victims of the crash. Search parties plan to continue the search today.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a transient campsite at the foot of T Street on Tuesday afternoon, a fire that had spread to a tent and was quickly spreading to nearby brush before it was extinguished. The fire highlights the ongoing issue the city has with transients who have made open areas in the city their campgrounds. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills spoke about the issue and the success of the city's operation to clear out the Palco Marsh in May.
I think from the standpoint of clearing out the marsh, it worked better than I thought. I had some real skepticism on whether or not that would be, how successful that would be. But overall, it has worked very well. We did a cleanup out there. Kathy and I went out, and as well as many other people, and cleaned up through Park and Rec. So that has worked well.
Mills said that there is still much to be done and that there remains a cohort of individuals who want to live as they wish, outside of society's bounds. And if that means setting up camp where they want, that's what they're going to do.
What has been troublesome is the 30 to 50 people who just have no interest in finding a location. There are certainly several people who just don't want the rules that all the rest of us have to abide by. Stealing things is okay. And living any way they want is okay. And you're not going to tell me what to do.
You can hear Andy Mills discuss this issue on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.